Hello and welcome back to your GCSE German Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are tackling one of the most powerful and genuinely exciting grammar topics on the specification, derivational morphology. Now, I know that sounds like a mouthful, but stick with me because once you understand this, you will be able to decode hundreds of German words you've never seen before. That is a superpower in your reading exam, and it is absolutely worth mastering. So, what exactly is derivational morphology? In simple terms, it's the system German uses to build new words by adding prefixes, that's bits at the beginning, or suffixes, bits at the end, to a base word. German is brilliant at this. It's like a word-building machine. And the great news is, for your GCSE, you only need to know a small, fixed set of these prefixes and suffixes. So let's get into it. Let's start with the prefixes, the bits that go at the front of a word. First up, Lieblings. This one is lovely and easy. You add Lieblings to the front of any noun, and it means favourite. So, Lieblingsfilm, favourite film. Lieblingsessen, favourite food. Lieblingsfach, favourite subject. You'll see this constantly in reading texts about school, hobbies and daily life. If you spot a word beginning with Lieblings, you instantly know it means someone's favourite something. Next, Haupt. This means main or chief. Hauptstadt, main city, capital city. Hauptbahnhof, main train station. Hauptschule, a type of secondary school. Whenever you see Haupt at the start, think main, and you're golden. Third prefix, un. This one works exactly like the English prefix un. It creates the opposite of an adjective. Glücklich means happy, so unglücklich means unhappy. Freundlich means friendly, so unfreundlich means unfriendly. Möglich means possible, so unmöglich means impossible. This is a really reliable pattern, and examiners love testing it.